don't explain. Cassandra Wilson from Coming Forth by Day in tribute to Lady Day. That's Don't Explain. 24 before 9 o'clock, First Take, Lando and Chavis. It's a Monday morning. I'm Carlos, and in for Steve all this week is Mr. Brett.
Thanks, Carlos. Glad to be here. And of course, on this 5 Points week leading up to the 5 Points Jazz Festival, we're talking about a lot of issues that affect 5 Points, it being such an important cultural and social hub to the city of Denver, and maybe some of the microcosms that you can see here expanding to other places. And an intimate neighborhood in connection to 5 Points is Whittier. And we have in studio with us very special guest Margaret Jackson, who's a real estate reporter with ConfluenceDenver.com. And she wrote a piece back in March specifically about gentrification in Whittier. And I will be sharing that link so that you can go and read the whole article and see Margaret's work on that. But Margaret, first of all, thank you so much for being here and speaking with us on this topic today.
My pleasure.
Happy to have you. So in this article, you're speaking specifically about Whittier and some gentrification there. And
maybe we should start where exactly Whittier is.
Yeah.
People who are not quite sure, because a lot of the neighborhoods here run together, as we know, just one, as most neighborhoods do. But
right.
What is the actual area that we're talking about?
Well, it's just to the east of 5 Points.
Okay.
And extends over to Downing.
Okay.
And you were telling me that a friend of yours, your dog groomer specifically, was somebody who was talking to you about gentrification in that area that inspired this article.
Yes, Kevin and Friends is where I take my poodle to be groomed, and Kevin is a black man who claims to be the last black man standing in Whittier, which is not necessarily true, but, you know, I drove around, and it's definitely turning more white.
Okay, and so, you know, a local resident having that feeling about it sounds like was the inspiration for this article. And what did you find in your investigation, and what did you get across?
Well, home prices are really the big teller. They're up 12%, and Zillow thinks that they're probably in the next year going to go up more than another 5%. And you know, rather than more rentals, it's shifting toward home ownership, which is another sign of gentrification.
Okay. So home ownership being kind of a cornerstone of gentrification, what else? Because that term can mean a lot of things to different people in their own understandings. And what does that term really encompass to you beyond people coming in to buy homes?
Well, it's just less diversity in the neighborhood. People of color are being pushed out by people who can afford the houses more than they can.
What about the argument that that's just the way things happen? It happened before, it's happening now. I mean, there's nothing you, quote unquote, nothing you can do about it. Or is there something that we should be looking at?
Well, the city's come up with a neighborhood plan, not just for Whittier, but for all the neighborhoods in that area. And, you know, they've got certain development corridors in that neighborhood, but they're trying to preserve corner stores and make shallow setbacks so that it maintains the character and the historic nature of that neighborhood.
Well, that's important. And of course, we just came out of some elections where city council members have, you know, some kind of power to work on development and what kind of development can happen in a neighborhood. There's an organization called don'tdevelopdenver.org that talks about how areas are being rezoned for condo buildings that were once single-level family ranch-style homes. Are you seeing that kind of thing in Whittier? And if not, where are the areas that you think maybe these, you know, big kind of luxury condos and higher-priced places are coming in?
Well, condos are not really being developed at all anymore because of the construction defects law, and so, you know, it's all apartments. Whittier, they're keeping the height levels lower.
Okay.
But in Lohi, for example, that's another area that's gentrified dramatically. The buildings are starting to go higher and higher. You know, Sunnyside arguably would also be a neighborhood that could be considered gentrifying. But again, the heights are being kept down.
Okay, so other than homes, would you say that businesses have any kind of impact? And what do you, like you'd mentioned corner stores being, you know, crucial to keeping the culture. What other kind of business implications are we seeing in gentrification?
Well, you're not really seeing a lot of development in Whittier yet, but they, you know, so I don't really know what's going to happen there. But, you know, Lohi, for example, there are tons of restaurants and bars, and, you know, now you're starting to see retail happen there. And those are all signs of gentrification.
Okay. Well, I'll be tweeting out my handle at DJBStar. Star has two R's, a link to your article so that people can maybe expand their ideas and look for more themselves. Margaret Jackson, real estate reporter with ConfluenceDenver.com. Thank you for coming in and touching on your article and explaining some of this for us.
Thanks for having me.
We've got 19 before 9 o'clock still to come on First Take, our Stories of Standards tune, which this week is Little Darlin', composed by Neil Hefti. Here's Claudio Joditi, a little thing called Piccolo Samba.